Although we as society have made huge strides over the last several decades about women in business, women entrepreneurs still run into roadblocks that men don't have to deal with. I don't know about you, but I was raised with the concept of that as a woman and as a business owner, I could have it all. Family, career, flawless appearance, you know, all that good stuff. But the reality is, trying to grow a business and being a woman is often a catch-22 with specific challenges. And that's why this month of March, I want to highlight women business owners who have faced these challenges and yet have had success. While these aren't necessarily women running seven or eight figure businesses, they have their own stories that I'm sure you will find inspirational. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Work Less Profit More Business podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them the true freedom. Hey, you know me, Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple business strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients grow and scale without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Each week, I'll share insights on how to become the true leader of your business, the CEO, without working harder. Let's build, grow, and scale your business so you can have that freedom you always desired. Well, friends, today is another one in the series of Women Mean Business, and I'm so excited to have somebody with us here today. She's somebody that I met many, many years ago. She and I have worked together recently, but she is a divorced single mother who has grown a multiple six-figure business and has gone through, you know, challenges like her soulmate dying, being a caregiver for family members. And yet, she still continues to grow her business. Welcome aboard, Karen Allen.
Hey, Diana.
Love having you here today. Would you just tell the people a little bit about what you do and what your business is?
Yeah, I'm a love and empowerment coach for single women. So I help women to recover from breakup and divorce, to regain their confidence, rebuild their life, and to learn how to date effectively so that they can find a much higher quality partner.
Awesome. I love that. And I think you mentioned as we were chatting before this call that you now are reaching your 10-year anniversary in your business.
Yeah, I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary this past fall. And, you know, as we all know, many businesses don't make it past the 5-year mark. So I feel very proud of that, especially having done it as a single mom and navigating some pretty big challenges during that period as well.
It is. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Only 50% of business owners make it past that 5-year mark. So woohoo, congratulations. Let's pop the champagne. Tell us a little bit about what you consider success. What's your definition of success?
Well, I would say as a mom and a business owner, success to me means that I'm living a life of purpose. I'm doing work that I enjoy. I'm serving people in a way that makes their life better. And I'm doing that in a way that brings me the abundance that I need to live a great life too, without burning myself out.
Ah, there we go. Without burning yourself out. So has that been a challenge that you have had to overcome?
Yes, I would definitely say it's a lesson I've learned the hard way because, you know, women, we tend to be the ones who are responsible for everything. You know, we're responsible for taking care of our kids. We're responsible for taking care of our family members, especially if they get sick, which has happened multiple times in my life. You know, we're responsible for our clients. We're responsible for helping our friends. We're the ones who make Christmas happen. You know, we just have a lot on our plates. And so when you're trying to be everything to everyone and you're not putting yourself on your own priority list, sooner or later, your health is going to kick back and going to complain. And you're going to realize that your body is not an expendable resource.
Yeah, I think sometimes the universe is trying to give us these little nudges along the way. And because we're passionate people, we just kind of ignore them. So did you have some of those nudges, or was it just all of a sudden the universe said, nope, Karen, you're done?
Yeah. I mean, I think we usually do get some, I call them yellow flags. It happens in the dating world, but it also happens, you know, with our own health. And I think women in particular are conditioned to put their needs last and to focus on everybody else's needs. So I often find, even in the work I do with women and notice in myself, that we often, as women, tune out our own body's signals. And so your body will often be telling you something's off, something's up, and you just push through, right? I recently had a guy say he took a full day off because he had a sore throat, and I almost laughed out loud because I thought, I've pushed through flu, I've pushed through colds, I've pushed migraines, and I just keep on trucking. And then you get a dreaded man cold, and oh my God, the world stops. So, but there was something to be learned from that. So yes, there were signs that I should have taken action sooner. And that's that, you know, my body was tired, but I'd push myself to keep going anyway. I was sick, but I'd push myself to keep going anyway. I wasn't listening to my own body's signals, and I wasn't building in enough rest and play time. I was kind of always trying to be productive and always trying to get things done. And oh my goodness, if I sit down and take a break, you know, it felt like I wasn't getting anything done. And yet, if you don't prioritize resting for a good reason, you'll end up having to rest for a bad reason, which means you get sick. Right?
I love that. I love that. Yes, it's so true. It's so true. So I'm guessing it was that you burnt out. How did you come back from that burnout? Or what did you do? Or what do you do now so that you don't repeat the same mistakes again?
Yeah. So the year I turned 40, my business was pretty new. And so I was, you know, I was actually working a full-time job while getting my business off the ground. And I went through a series of difficult events all at the same time. I had a cycling accident, lost my government contract, went through a big breakup, and then found out my mom was dying. So there were a lot of things happening in a very, that was in a 6-month period. So there were a lot of things going wrong in a short period. So, you know, go figure, my body just said, this is too much. And I went into a full scale adrenal burnout and was so exhausted, I could barely climb a flight of stairs. And I'm normally a very athletic person who runs half marathons and stuff like that. So wow. It was a pretty big wake up call. And I mean, it took me almost 6 months to recover from that properly. I had to really scale back on how much I was doing and had to take much more time for myself. And I had to really simplify my life a great deal, had to slow down the progression of my business temporarily. So having learned that the hard way and seen how long it takes to recover if you really do go through a proper burnout, I decided I was never going to let that happen again. And so I started taking my own well-being and physical and mental health more seriously and building a, you know, a really solid morning and evening routine where I'm prioritizing my own self and my own energy first. So I have a 2-hour morning routine I do before I do anything for anyone else. And it's how I make sure I'm taking care of my own body's needs first. It's also how I make sure I have high energy to serve the many clients I serve, my kids, my friends. I still wear all the hats and still do all the things, but I'm doing it in a much better way.
Awesome. Awesome. So you have a 2-hour morning routine. So what does, you know, for our listeners who don't want to burn out, but they want to grow a business, and maybe they're a single mom, maybe they're not, or maybe they're caring for other people, you know, what does that look like for you, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yeah. So it starts with, I'm not a natural morning person. I tend to be a little sluggish starting out. So I have to kind of get my energy up first. So I start my day with a 30-minute walk with my dog. And I find the fresh air and being in nature helps me to wake up and puts me in a good mood. Then I come in and do a 30-minute workout. And then as I'm showering, I'm usually listening to a podcast or some upbeat music to get myself in energetic alignment or to get my mood state up. I'm often listening to your podcast, Diana. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So I listen to something inspirational. And then before I start my day, I do some gratitude journaling to focus on what's already great in my life and then to practice gratitude in advance for the wonderful things that are to come. And that just sets me up for success for my day and puts me in the right headspace, but it's also taking good care of my body too.
I love that. I love that. And I love the gratitude in advance, because I think that's something that many of us don't think about. So that's really, really great. So Karen, so you have this 2-hour routine in the morning and you have a routine at night. So if I'm interpreting this right, you have set boundaries for your work and for yourself and for your family. So if someone was to look at your agenda, what might it look like?
Very color-coded.
There we are. I love it.
Yes, I do a lot of block time. Well, I want to speak to the boundaries thing because I think it's particularly important for women business owners who are moms to hear. So often, mothers think that they have to sacrifice everything for their kids. And I'm going to say that's a giant mistake. And it's a mistake on two levels. Mm-hmm. It's a mistake to put yourself last and self-sacrifice. If you're sacrificing yourself, your own needs, your own happiness, you're sacrificing too much. And it's going to tend to wear you out and wear you down. And then you're cranky with your kids. And then are you really giving your best to your kids anyway? But secondly, if you do everything for your kids, you're not teaching them how to do those things for themselves. And you're not teaching them how to be independent. And you're not teaching them that, hey, mom has needs too. And mom needs downtime too. And we're a team. Let's work together. So from a very early age, maybe because I was a single mom, I don't know. My kids were 2 and 4 when my ex and I split up and my mom had Alzheimer's. So I couldn't do it all by myself. And I had to enlist my kids' help. And yes, even at 2 and 4, they could do little things like loading a dishwasher or putting, when they were 2 and 4, it wasn't loading the dishwasher, but it was matching socks and putting things in the garbage can, like, you know, and as they got older, their tasks became more complex. But the great thing is, as I'm sending my kids off to university, they can do absolutely everything I can do. They know how to cook. They know how to clean. They can make 5-course dinners. They can, you know, clean the house from top to bottom. I'm sending them out in the world knowing they have every skill I have because I taught them how to do it. So it is a great gift to have some boundaries as a mom and to ask your kids to help out. And the earlier you do that, the better, because they tend to be pretty willing. Yeah. When they're little, they want to spend time with you, right? Yeah. But even now, the kids are teenagers and we love cooking together as a family in the kitchen. We all cook together. Everybody pitches in. So it's not all on me to make everything happen. So then I'm enjoying my time with them more. I'm not feeling exhausted and depleted like my mom. I saw her generation, you know, you do everything, you do all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the whatever, but then she was miserable. I would have rather she had done a fraction of that and been happier when she was with us. I would have liked my mom to have been happy. So for every mom listening to this who thinks that you have to do everything for your kids or else you're not a good mom, I disagree.
I totally agree with you. You know, when my kids were growing up, when they were teenagers or going from, you know, preteen to teenagers, I was growing my retail business. And a husband who traveled for corporate. So there were times, truthfully, I think I felt like a single mom. And so, you know, we created some rules when they went off to high school. They were responsible for doing their own laundry. They were responsible for doing their own homework. And I go, you kind of have to learn the repercussions for your actions. And if they, you know, if they didn't do their homework, there was repercussions, not from me, but from the teacher or their peers doing their own laundry. Guess what? They soon figured out if they didn't listen to mom the first time, don't put the red shirt in with the white t-shirts, right? But yeah, much like your children, from the sounds of it, mine also went out knowing how to certainly look after themselves in, you know, somewhat of a basic way. And I think that's, like you said, that's a gift that we can give them. It doesn't have to be all of us. We don't have to be that, you know, the do everything, all everything. So I think that's great. So you've had a lot of challenges. You've overcome them. You are building this amazing business on your own. So if you had one big lesson for the last 10 years as a woman business owner, I think I know what it was going to would be, but you know, in your own words, would you share that with the listeners today, please?
Yeah, I would say that it's as you grow your business, never lose sight of what is the center of your business, and that's you. And so if you're trying so hard to grow and scale and you're looking at numbers and all that kind of thing, you're pushing so hard to quote unquote succeed that you lose your health, well, then I don't think you're really succeeding, right? It's too big a price to pay. So yeah, we want to grow our businesses. We want to scale, but it's got to be in balance. So that balance word is something, and I learned the hard way. But you know, the interesting thing is because I did learn it, because I had that big wake up call when I was 40 during the pandemic, I had a few of the worst years of my life with 10 family members dying in a 3-year period.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And, you know, intimately involved in taking care of both my father and my brother as they died of cancer 7 months apart. So it was a tough time and I had challenges to my business, challenges to my finances. The kids were homeschooling. Everything was shut down, like all, you know, all the regular pandemic things that everybody else had. But it was because I had my regular self-care routine in place that I think I did not burn out during that period. When I look back at everything I dealt with and faced, I somehow managed to keep my business going and take care of my kids and take care of myself. But it was, I really believe the reason I got through that period without crashing and burning was because I had such a great self-care routine in place. And I made sure that I prioritized rest and taking care of my physical body too. So yeah, that'd be my main message is, can you have it all as a woman and be a business owner and be a mom and do all the things? Yes, but only if you're making yourself the number one priority.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I know that this is, you know, the stories of the challenges of women who are successful. You know, it's not all glory and unicorns and sparkles and all that types of things. And I think people who see successful people out there think, oh, they just did it. It was easy for them. But underneath the surface, it's like a duck paddling, you know, on the surface, they're just gliding along, but underneath their feet are just going like hell and they're paddling along. And so thank you so much for sharing your story and what has worked for you to create the success that you have had. So thanks, Karen, for being a guest today.
Thanks for having me on, Diana.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, listeners, for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast. Each week, you know, in 15 minutes or so, I hope to share with you tips and strategies so you can love both your life and your business. Remember, you can do this. Bye for now.